sure a lot of people will be heading to our beaches today to enjoy our lovely surf conditions, but just a reminder again yesterday to be safe following a tragedy in Kiama where the people were apparently snorkeling around the blowhole. This really scares me because it's something that I like to do a lot of, especially last year when we're overseas a lot. We did a lot of snorkeling and we're trying to find more places around the Illawarra. My partner and I, Alex, to go snorkeling. In fact, today we're going to head down to Jervis Bay.
Well, yeah, and there's beautiful snorkeling at Bass Point. I don't know if you've been there.
No.
That's a nice place to go snorkeling. There's a lot of great places you can go snorkeling, but they just happen to not be on a beach.
Well, the thing that worries me is that I'm a country boy at heart. Like, I'm a little bit surf smart now, but I still, like, I'm trying to identify rips and try and be smart when I go down to the surf, but it still worries me because it's not something that I've grown up having to worry about around water. Like, I've only ever been pools and rivers where currents and things just aren't a thing to be worried about.
Yeah.
And seeing something like that happen yesterday, and I've heard of a number of other ones happening over the summer, makes me a little bit worried. Look, a lot of people have had rumours floating around about what happened yesterday at the Kiama blowhole. So let's get to the bottom of it. Joining us on the phone now is the CEO of Surf Lifesaving, Stephen Pearce. Steve, I've heard that the guy might have suffered a heart attack yesterday.
Yeah, so at the moment, the investigations are still going ongoing, but it was around 12:30 and 000 calls came through saying that it was four people seemed to be in distress in the water. And as a result, we immediately contacted the Kiama lifeguards and they got their lifeguards straight onto the water. And we had a drone actually flying very close nearby on shark surveillance. So we diverted the drone over directly to the scene, and the drone could tell us that there was four people in the water and three people were trying to assist one person that appeared to be unconscious. And by the time the lifeguards got there, the person, was definitely unconscious, and the lifeguards was attempting to try and rescue them. And then the rescue helicopter was called in and it was winched out of the water, but plenty of CPR actions by all the first responders, but tragically, the gentleman didn't survive and was pronounced deceased down there at the scene. And at this stage, as you said, all reports are that the group were snorkeling near the blowhole.
Now, is that inherently dangerous, doing it around the blowhole? Is there like more ocean activity? Is there more likely to be those underwater currents in that area?
Realistically, it's inherently dangerous to go into the New South Wales coastline anywhere where it's not a patrolled location, where we don't have the lifesavers or the lifeguards there. But snorkeling, this is actually the third snorkeling fatality that we've had in about 3 weeks. So. Wow. It's not that it's an extremely dangerous sport. It's people understanding their swimming capability, understanding their own health conditions as well. So some of these instances, people have had heart attacks. Some people actually, surprisingly, haven't been strong swimmers. And I could guarantee you that I wouldn't be snorkeling out off the beaches if I wasn't a strong swimmer.
Yeah, well, that's it. You don't really know what the conditions are at the time. Like you said, safest thing for people to do is know your limits and be near those patrolled beaches.
Totally. And what we're asking people, particularly over the next 3 or 4 days, where we're going to have this really scorch of a heat wave coming in, is when you come down to the beach, just stop, just look and just have a plan. So look to see where you're going to go into the water. Make sure you swim at that patrolled location. And stay between those red and yellow flags where the lifesavers and lifeguards can see you.
Some great advice and definitely something that we need to heed over the next couple of days. Steve Pearce, thanks for having a chat this morning.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.